Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Nancy Winder, and I'm a retired ELCA pastor. I served as pastor twice at Holden Village, and also served for most of my career in the Seattle area, mostly in Seattle. But I've been coming to Holden since 1971, and very much got intrigued with this prayer early on, because the prayer has been at Holden since its beginning in 1963. So I've been sort of the unofficial historian of the prayer, and especially in telling people who wrote it, that it wasn't Marty Haugen, it wasn't Carol Hinderly, it was not Martin Luther, and it was not done by a committee at Holden Village. It was written by Eric Milner White, who was a very beloved dean of the college at King's College, Cambridge, and at the end of his career, the dean of York, the cathedral in York. And Milner White also served in the trenches as a chaplain in World War I, and that effect with the young men in the British Army in World War I had a huge impact on him. He wrote many prayers. He's very famous for his prayers and was very particular about them. And this is one of his prayers published in a book with another colleague of his, G.W. Briggs, in 1941. The prayer got to Holden Village by means of Carol and Mary Hinderly, the first directors, and they probably learned it. We're still trying to track all this down. When they were imprisoned by the Japanese in the Philippines during World War II. And there were all kinds of missionaries, people who were actually either in China or in the Philippines, like the Hinderlys, learning Chinese to go be missionaries in China. And when after Pearl Harbor, when the war with the Japanese started, the Japanese went and rounded up all those Christian ministries of every possible variety. There were Lutherans and Baptists and Methodists and Anglicans. And what we probably think happened is these Anglican missionaries had this little book that was published in 1941 in their possession, or they had seen the book and had learned the prayer and knew the prayer, and they brought it with them to prison camp. It was men on one side, women and children on another, in another, and either it was the men with Carol, or we think probably Carol learned it first. But Carol and Mary took that to heart as a wonderful prayer and had it in their hearts and minds when they got out of prison camp, and then made its way with them that way to Holden Village in 1963. Well, the other bonus part here is that in 1958, Lutherans in North America published the Service Book and Hymnal, which was a new worship book, and it borrowed a whole lot from the Anglicans. And it included a long prayer section, 115 prayers, and this prayer was prayer 96 on page 231. And so both Carol and Mary, knowing the prayer and the fact that that was the book in use at Holden Village when they got here, was a perfect match. And so a lot of times in worship, whoever was leading worship would say, "We'll now pray prayer 96 on page 231. And indeed, at the beginning of its life at Holden, when it was printed on in something in a newsletter or something like that, it was simply called Prayer 96. But from Holden, the prayer made its way out into the larger church. And there's nothing, I'm trying to verify this in my research, and I've talked to like the main person who's still alive who put together the Lutheran Book of Worship and the main person who was in charge of the Evangelical Lutheran Worship, because the prayer took a more prominent position in both those books. And I said, "Can you just remember sitting around the table talking with the people picking the prayers?" And somebody said, "Oh, they use that one at Holden Village. That would be cool." And they can't remember it that way. So many were really persuaded, because so many people come from Holden and then go back all over the place. And this prayer crops up everywhere. It just shows up. That just because it was kind of out there in the ether, that when the people were planning these books, somebody said, oh, that's a great prayer. Let's put that there. So I've been doing, again, research on the prayer. All of Milner White's papers are at King's College, Cambridge. And so I've had the opportunity to go to the archives there and read. I was not able to find the original version of this prayer, but I was able to read many of his other prayers, and it's so consistent with his style and everything that it's fine. And I was just totally convinced that, one, this is his, and that it matches everything he was doing. Going to King's College is not a hardship archive place. It's very beautiful. And so I spent 5 days there in the archives, one in December, one at five in March. Laura Norton and I got together by this, because Laura Norton has been doing these beautiful cards for many years here at Holden, doing calligraphy of the Holden Prayer with great color and design and things behind it. And so we did this week, we did two sessions talking about our joint work with this prayer. And we had already talked about I had talked about doing a book, and had asked Laura if she would do illustrations. That was about a year ago. But now in working together here, we think we're going to do the book jointly and just have some of her illustrations and text about the history, and we're working on a book proposal now, as I speak. As the prayer is now used widely, when you use it, please make sure that people know that it was written by Eric Milner White, and especially that if you use it in worship, make sure you have the correct attribution in your bulletin. And I would love it if people could share their stories about the prayer with me, and you can contact me at nancylarry@comcast.net.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.